This is the SML Podcast.
It's Blades of Steel, bro.
God damn it.
Blades of Steel.
I love Blades of Steel.
You would.
Fucking A-Rod, I would.
Yeah, I just said you would.
Yeah. Be that guy.
So, what's up, everyone? This is Joe.
I'm Chris.
And special guest this week, because we're going to do back-to-back Kickstarter episodes, Mr. Jesse DeRona. Would you like
Hello, everybody.
Would you like to introduce yourself and tell us who the hell you are?
I would. I am Jesse DeRona. I am a cartoonist. I live in Vermont, and I do a whole bunch of weird comics, most recently a parody series called Despondent Mega Man, and I started a new one called Cannibal Crossing, which is all about Animal Crossing stuff.
I'm very interested in the Cannibal Crossing. Yes.
How did I not know you were doing Cannibal Crossing?
I started a couple of weeks ago. I'm still playing New Leaf. I haven't missed a day since it came out.
Wow.
It's kind of ridiculous.
Hardcore. You're hardcore. You're ECW.
I'm sure you'll have plenty of newer jokes in this series, considering there was a lot of stuff that I was making fun of the game, and that was the first Animal Crossing I've ever played.
Yeah.
Yeah. I had played the first one on GameCube forever ago, and it only kind of had my interest, but this one just, I don't know, this is the only other one I played. It just, it's got its claws in me, and I got my girlfriend to play it too, so now I have someone to sell fruit to all the time.
You're going to laugh at me, but check out that new Disney Magical World game that came out for 3DS.
Oh. Dude,
The
I
look Chris
that.
Is giving no. me is amazing.
No, the thing is like, I've seen it. I've heard good things. I have no idea what it is.
It's actually a pretty decent... It's kind of a mix of Animal Crossing, running your own cafe in Disneyland while you're running like fetch quests and different quests for Disney characters and other characters. And
I'd be mildly interested in that.
There's a lot of crafting in there with different furniture
that's not good.
And clothes and...
I have a crafting problem.
The shop in the game is run by Scrooge McDuck.
Yeah.
And the nephews actually run the different departments.
Yeah, that's a thing.
It's actually really, really fun so far.
You don't have it with you, do you?
No.
I want to see it.
But yeah.
It's funny you mentioned that because I got my girlfriend into that one. I haven't played it yet, but... I told her about it, and she bought it, and she's hopelessly addicted to it, saying pretty much all the stuff you are, that it's just really fun and all the different things you can do.
Yeah, I wasn't too sure about it, and then I started reading reviews where it's like, hey, this is kind of Animal Crossing mixed with Disney and some RPG elements.
Have you guys noticed since Disney like killed their video game studio, their video games have gotten better?
It's because they're letting other studios do them. I mean, this one's done by Bandai Namco.
Well, then it could be good.
Yeah, it's enjoyable. Nah, I think we bought it at Kmart for $30, and it had like their Shop Your Way points. If you bought it, you got $10 back.
Oh wow!
Oh nice.
So pretty much just got for $20.
That's not bad.
Not at all.
No, that's great.
And we bought it with points because we had like 30 some bucks in points. So I just got it for free and then got $10 back.
Baller.
Yeah. I fucking love their points.
Well, there you go. I guess I'll have to... there's a Kmart not too far from us, so...
Yeah.
Might have to fuck around with that a little bit more.
I'm not sure if the sale's still going on, if it... I don't know if it was
last week. I don't have money for that shit. But...
Eat a dick.
I'll know for future reference to buy shit from there.
So this is the
Kmart
Disney
cast. Something like that.
So
in addition to Jesse, you might hear two other people on the podcast. Our significant others are on a couch directly behind Chris.
So the microphone picks it up. Sometimes.
So this might be Vagina Cast too.
Maybe.
Or Chris Ballcast. like 78.
Yeah, something like that. We've actually gone into the future for that one.
Yeah. We've talked about your ball way too much.
Way too many times.
Yeah.
So
is there something special going on with it?
It's singular.
So oh, okay.
If you've noticed us saying ball,
it doesn't have
balls.
It doesn't have a friend. He's
all by himself. So yep.
One.
I had to go for various medical reasons.
So yes.
I think I actually heard this on a podcast a way long time ago.
Yep.
But that was when there were like four of you guys, so I couldn't keep track of who was who.
Yeah.
We're bringing it back.
bringing it back to two. Making it very, very interesting.
Yeah, man, balls aren't cool anymore. I'm bringing it back.
You know what? I don't think they are anymore.
Balls?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't see as much ball humor these days.
No, it's definitely more about, like, poop.
Yeah.
Dookie humor.
Poop humor is funny.
Dukes.
So, speaking of poop humor...
Your Kickstarter.
Your Kickstarter.
your shitty Kickstarter.
He said that, not me. Go after him.
Well, Randall's involved, so it's got to be shitty.
You know.
So half of it will be okay.
Oh, thanks.
Since Randall doesn't care enough to be on this episode talk about.
He's got responsibilities.
He does have one of those job things.
Excuses.
Yeah, those things are shitty. I hate those.
Excuses.
Yeah, I'm not a fan myself, but, no. You know.
Fuck Randall.
So what are you guys doing for your Kickstarter? What does it entail? What are you guys trying to get accomplished?
Our Kickstarter is for a comics anthology that we've put together called Beyond Mode 7. It's all about the Super Nintendo. Joe actually did something for it. He did a little written blurb for it, which Randall is putting some fancy drawings around. It's about 70 pages. It's perfect bound, so it's got the nice square binding. Randall works in a print office, so he's basically doing it all himself. So.
Nice.
But yeah, it's we're looking to get about $3,000 for it, and it's got 20 days left. It's going strong so far. It's got about like what 1380, I think, currently.
There you go,
doing good.
Yeah, trying to get people from his end because he's very social digitally. I'm not so much, but I have a lot of people on DeviantArt that follow me, and I've been trying to get them to do it, but unfortunately. People on DeviantArt are usually like kind of young, so and broke, so they don't necessarily. There's a correlation there also, but I've had a bunch of people share it too, which has been nice. But it's about 70 pages. It's got a lot of different content in it, everything from illustrations to jokes about jokes and reflections on the system. The ones I like the most are the ones where people actually like kind of talk about memories that they had. Like one example that I love is one called Lies Raphael Told Me, and it's all about Turtles in Time. And basically it's how we used to think we knew how to throw the foot soldiers into the screen, but it only seemed to happen kind of by happenstance. And there's a great line in there why is Krang's body dressed like that? And the response is, well, he's from the future. He's already got headway into the fashions of the 23rd century or something like that. It's just really funny. And I did a couple future. Of pages.
Something like that.
Yeah.
It could be. How would we
know?
Yeah,
I don't really know what people with brains in their stomachs are into those days. I was going to say these days, but it's not these days because those days have not happened yet.
In those eventual days.
Yeah.
Yes. Be ready. Be ready, people.
Oh,
SNM dimension is on us.
So what made you want to start? I mean, obviously you said that you're an artist and you do DeviantArt stuff and stuff like that. Like, what made you want to specifically do something that's related to the Super Nintendo?
Super Nintendo is my favorite system of all time. It's, technically it's the first console I owned. I had a Game Boy before that, but I had the quintessential awesome Christmas where I had the Super Nintendo waiting for me. And so it was my first console. I have a lot of my best memories of gaming are on it. And a couple of years ago, it just kind of occurred to me that I haven't really seen a lot of love for the system, especially in comic form. And I had been doing the Mega Man thing for a while, and it was kind of my brainchild, but I realized I needed someone to help me, because if I tried to do it myself, I probably wouldn't be nearly as off the ground as it is now. So thanks to Randall for that, for sure. But I had been doing the parody thing for a while, and I kind of wanted to do something more honest with like my feelings about gaming and kind of offer that up to anyone else who might have the same kind of feelings, you know?
Very nice. Cool. So how many people are involved with this? We know that you're involved, Randall's involved, the awesomeness that is me is involved. Who else? Who's chipping in? Who's doing what?
Oh, you know, I've got a list. Randall knows more of their names than I do, but since I'm right in front of the computer, I'll do this right now. I know that Kevin Bulk from It Sucks to Be Ouija fame did a couple of illustrations for us, which was pretty cool.
Nice.
If you guys have heard of him, I know he really only likes to do the video game related stuff at con, so I don't know how much he appreciates me talking about it, but let's see here.
How do you not say it? You have to say it.
Easily. Self-control is how you don't say that.
I don't have that. That is something that eludes me.
You're an asshole.
Yep. Yes, I
am. Not as big an asshole as Randall, though.
Oh.
So, in total, we have about 15 contributors. I know that Randall, I haven't really seen too much of his work yet, but Hex Martinez.
Fuck yeah, Hex is awesome.
Yeah, he's doing something for it. These are all people I need to get to know better. But, Stephanie Whitlock, I saw some of her stuff and it was really cool. Some friends of ours from the area that went to the comic school, Chris Warren, Jesse Mead, Matticoin, who has done, he actually did his own Mega Man anthology on a bit of a smaller scale a couple of years back called the Mega Man Anthology.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
That works well,
did
too.
Do a Kickstarter for it or anything, but yeah, it was pretty cool. I did something for that actually way back in the day, and to look at that art now and to look at what I'm doing these days is kind of a funny comparison.
I just love the name Mega Manthology.
Yeah, definitely.
That's pretty great.
Well, I mean, it's kind of in the name.
Yeah.
Like, you don't really have to do anything.
I know. It's innovative.
Dude, it works.
Yeah.
Word. Sometimes simple is best.
Exactly. So, since you are in front of your computer, I'll ask you this question as well. Why don't you describe some of your backer tiers so people know like what they can donate to help your Kickstarter?
Sure. So, for $10 or more, you get a digital copy.
Nice.
Of the book. So you get like a PDF. Someone had asked for a CBR or CBZ. So I guess we're going to accommodate those as well. 15 or more, you get the digital copy and a custom sketch card. Some of the better stuff. 30 or more gets you the actual printed book signed by both Randall and I. $35 or more gets you that plus there's also a it's my own Kickstarter and I don't know what's going on. I mean, Randall did set up most of this, so man, thanks to him for
fucking
that.
Fucking Randall.
It's $35 or more gets you the book plus a quick sketch that we'll both throw in there because we have a special page that's blank for that purpose.
Nice.
One of the ones that I really like is if you pledge $40 or more, you get to choose between a set of bookmarks. We have two different sets of four, and it's four that Randall drew and Randall drew.
His name's Randall Drew.
That's the weekly want wah.
Yep. Love it. No, we have another weekly want wah. We'll get to that.
Fucking Sony.
We'll get to that.
Back to the Kickstarter.
I mean, all of the PS4s you've been through these last couple of weeks.
Yeah, we'll talk about
it. We'll talk about that next.
When I say PS3, I meant 4.
So $40 or more, or $45, was that where you were?
Yeah, you get a set of four bookmarks. You get to choose which one. So we mixed them up so that in each one, two of them are mine and two of them are ones that Randall did.
Nice.
$60 or more gets you all that stuff plus a set of two large 11 by 17 posters. Some of the artists that did work for the book agreed to let us turn their illustrations into posters. And if you go on the Kickstarter page, you can see all of the you can see all of the options that are available. There are really a couple of really good ones. $100 or more gets you a custom commission. Again, with all of these, you pick between either, like, if you want Randall to do something or you want me to do something. Hopefully everyone will want Randall to do something so I don't have to do any work after this is all done. Then, let's see, $150 or more. This is where it's a little different. For some reason, mine's more expensive. I don't remember why we did this. I think it's just... it might be because I'm more awesome. I'm not sure. But if you pledge $150 or more, you get one of Randall's original art pieces from the book. He did this six-page Metroid piece, which is completely silent, which is really awesome. And he's offering pages from that. Nice. As because he actually draws. He actually draws on real paper. I do all my prep digitally, so it's so I can't really offer that unless people want me to send them a screen capture of my tablet.
Just print it out.
Yeah.
There you go.
See, there's the original. And then
just
the last
send them
one,
your tablet.
Yeah. No, I, you know, I would, but I kind of need it. It's kind of expensive. So
excuses.
I think the whole bunch of it. Yeah, I know. Right. I'm full of them. And then the last one is if you pledge $200 or more, you get everything that I talked about before. But this also includes a custom commission from me, which is specifically a Despondent Mega Man comic with whatever characters you want and whatever scenario you want. And then I'll try to make it funny because nice. I get a lot of people on DeviantArt that send me messages asking like, oh, you should have like Top Man in it or whatever. And it's like, I don't really have anything funny for Top Man yet, but I'll keep it under advisement. Well, so if you want to pay
his cousin,
$200.
His cousin might be Dreidel Man.
Fuck you.
It's actually funny you say that. That is, Dreidel Man is actually one that I've had written for a long time, but haven't...
See, there you go. See?
Haven't put down yet. He's,
you get mad, but I get results.
Spoilers for
he could be Top Man's
comic,
embarrassing cousin.
Exactly.
He just get he can't fight that day because it's the Sabbath.
Perfect.
There you go.
Yeah. It works
but
out.
But yeah, if you wanna be crazy and awesome at the same time and pledge $200 or more, you will get whatever you want in the Despondent Mega Man comic. So,
so what's the most someone has chipped in so far?
I believe the most is there's $150.
Ooh, nice.
That's not bad.
That was actually pretty, that's awesome. That's actually pretty recent.
Nice.
Someone did that.
I didn't do that much.
I'm broke. Eh.
That's okay, I forgive you. Well, I mean, you're getting a copy of the book anyway because you contributed.
I know, but I have to help you guys out a bit, so.
Yeah.
I did City.
But brother, we appreciate it.
City Dar.
Shitty Darers?
Shitty Dar.
Yes,
instead of spending a shitty walk.
Shitty walk.
No, that's a shitty shrimp.
So
what the shitty pork?
So you already said that you're playing Animal Crossing.
Yes.
What else are you playing?
Oh, I just it was on sale on the eShop, what's it called? Witch and Warrior.
Oh yeah. Chris Taylor was talking about that.
Yeah, it's really fun. Ridiculously addicting because the stages are so short, it's just one map, and it's just floods of enemies coming after you.
Yeah, it pretty much...
And I just keep wanting to grind more and more.
Chris is looking at me confused. It's pretty much, it starts off, you're a warrior, there's a witch, and the witch gets petrified, and you have to pretty much guard the witch and keep her alive.
Okay.
So you'll start in the middle of the screen, and then monsters will come in from all around, and you have to kill the monsters before they get to the witch.
And it's done. It looks basically just like Dragon Warrior.
Yeah, it's NES style graphics, huh. And eventually it gets to the point where the witch, you can like activate her briefly, and she'll do a spell and start attacking
spoilers,
in a certain direction.
Kidding.
yeah, what, third stage or something like that?
Yeah, yeah.
Spoiler alert.
Spoiler alert, yeah, when you play the game, it plays the game.
When you play the game, the witch and the warrior, you get to use the witch and the warrior.
Oh, no. What?
I thought you got to use the bard. I would.
Yeah, that's a pretty badass game, though.
I'll have to give it a shot. There's so much stuff that I got to fucking play.
What was it, like $2 on the shop? Then again, Chris is the guy who doesn't download a free demo.
You know what?
Of Bravely Default.
You know what?
That costs free.
You know what?
Chicken butt.
Yeah, exactly.
Free demo.
Eventually.
It's not $20.
I understand that. I do. I really, really do. Hey, I got two beta codes today. So I'm gonna be busy. Wildstar for this weekend.
Okay.
Which that I'm really, really excited for. I think that's gonna be really, really cool. And then I also got a 4-pack, so I might send you one of these if you would like to try and play it. I don't know if your computer can handle it, but it might.
Try.
But the Dead Island Epidemic, which is basically like the Diablo MOBA.
Yeah, I'll give it a go.
Like it looks really neat, but
I'll give it a go. Fuck it.
Yeah.
Do what I want. Run with gangs.
Have you heard about the Dead Island Epidemic thing?
I have not.
It's basically like an action RPG kind of thing mixed with a MOBA. So kind of like a League of Legends-esque kind of thing. Like, it's, I don't know, it's just really, really weird. It's weird, it's interesting, it's Dead Island. I mean, it's fucking Dead Island. So
I got the first Dead Island with all the DLC for $10 a couple of years ago, and I still haven't played it yet.
Oh, it's so good.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
Yeah, I've been meaning to get to it. I usually start games, get a few hours in, and then I'll either get distracted or I'll just lose interest.
Yeah.
Yeah. Welcome to my life.
Welcome. Yeah. Essentially, you base your entire gaming experiences off of that, basically. Yes.
Well, like, I finally got Bravely Default, and I only paid $20 for it. And I started it and got all the characters. So I'm only like an hour or two in. And then I started playing Mario and Luigi Superstar Saga.
Oh, how is that?
It's really, really fun. I've played some of them here and there, like Bowser's Inside Story and the 3DS one, but right. It's nice to go back and play like the original one.
Yeah, the Game Boy Advance one.
Yeah, it looks horrible on a high def screen, though.
I would imagine.
Yeah, like I almost wish I had just it would have been more expensive, but I almost just wish I had found the Game Boy Advance cart and used the Game Boy player, because I have a tube TV.
Hmm. Well, there you go. That could have been worth
it. I played it, but I didn't play it on the actual TV screen. I just played it on the gamepad. Mm. And I thought it looked fine on there, but...
Oh, yeah, it looks fine on the gamepad, but then you put it on, like, a 40-inch TV, and it looks okay. It's just the text is very clearly... has a lot of articles in it. But it doesn't really bother me. It's just something I noticed. It's just like, yeah, that's
kinda... It doesn't bother you, but it bothers you.
Yeah, it annoys the hell out of me. God, yeah,
It's pretty cool that Nintendo's putting the Game Boy Advance games on the Wii U Virtual Console.
That is pretty awesome.
Now, let's just see if they keep it up or if they put out these 10 games and then
they stop.
Like, release nothing for 9 months.
Yeah. It would be kind of cool if they did DS games on there, because then you could use the gamepad as the bottom touchscreen.
I think they've talked about doing that.
Rhythm Heaven. That'd be cool.
Or you could play Rhythm Heaven on the Wii.
On the Wii. Oh, that's right.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm a little worried about the Wii U. Yeah.
I want one still.
I love mine, but I'm just worried that it might not last as long as I might want it to.
Yeah, but Mario Kart's coming out next month, and then this.
Smash, yep, looking forward to that.
This fall is Smash.
Smash
so.
Bros, dude. Even the 3DS, that Kirby game's coming out.
There's games around the corner, but Nintendo needs to, like, they're stuck in this whole thing of like, oh well, we only want to release million sellers. Like, no, just give us some fucking games.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not worried about Nintendo. I'm just worried about the Wii U specifically. The 3DS is great.
I mean, people are
talking. 3DS is doing really well.
The news came out that Tecmo and Nintendo are going to be working together on a new Fatal Frame for the Wii U.
Oh,
that's like, awesome.
Oh my God, a new Fatal Frame. The Wii U saved. Oh my God. It's like, guys, we never got Fatal Frame 4 and we never got the remake of Fatal Frame 2, both on the Wii. We never got either of them. So I'll be excited when they announce it for America, not when they announce it for Japan.
Right.
Yeah, like, good there, point.
There's so many games that Nintendo just never brought to America. And it's like, oh, well, it wouldn't sell millions. Fucking give it to us. People will buy it.
Yeah.
Look at Xenoblade. They didn't want to give us that because they thought, oh, well, it won't sell in America.
Yeah, we had to cry and beg for that one.
And then it fucking sold out.
Yeah, GameStop had to make more copies.
Yeah, they did a reprint.
And then jack the price up.
Yep. Yeah, because they're assholes. Yeah. Same with Metroid Prime Trilogy.
Game slop.
See, at least with Metroid Prime Trilogy, you know it's a reprint because it's not in the steelbook.
Yeah.
So I'm still happy I have my sealed steelbook copy of Trilogy.
Oh, yeah. I've got mine still.
Fuck yeah. So what else are you playing?
Oh, geez. I was playing The Stick of Truth, and I got up to, like, the next day, like, after the alien part, and then a couple of weeks went by, and I stopped playing it. I still really want to play it, but oh, I haven't really...
You got to finish.
It's just way easier to open up the 3DS and play that than it is to sit down and turn on the TV and stuff.
You got to play it more.
I really do want to finish it. I really am loving it.
It was on sale on Steam, and I didn't have enough Steam credit to buy. It was on sale for like $20.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah, dude, it was
so good.
Yeah, it was on sale at Best Buy, I think, for like $40 the other day.
Yeah, something like that.
It was a daily deal. Steam, so it was only for one day, and it was like it was stupid cheap.
I think I think it was yesterday or the day before that it was on sale on Best Buy for $40. And if you have that gamer reward unlocked, whatever it is, you get 20% off. So it'd be $32 for it.
That's not too bad.
Yes. Thank you for telling the internet about that, by the way, and by extension, me, because it was $60 that one day, and I had a $10 coupon.
Yeah, that I've. It is so worth getting that.
Yeah, it's awesome. I mean, I haven't actually had to use it yet. I used it on Yoshi's New Island, which still has not gone in my 3DS yet.
I want it.
Hey, that's $8 you saved right there.
Yeah, I buy too many games and then just let them hang out for a while.
I want it.
Yeah, we picked up Trials Fusion. It's like, oh, $40.
Oh my God, how is it?
We got for $32.
How is it?
Haven't gotten to it yet.
I want to play it so bad. It's on PC.
Come down. I was like, come down and visit.
I don't have money.
And then play it.
Yeah, I don't have money. I mean, I need to find another game with an auction house so I could start playing that and selling the shit. That's how I can make my money. I know.
Make it rain.
Make it rain. Yeah, basically. I don't know. I'll figure out a way. Because there's still a lot of stuff that I want to play that came out that I still haven't been able to fucking touch. So I'm going to have, once I'm actually to the point where I can start buying games again, I'm going to have like a back catalog of games that I'm going to want to play that'll probably be cheaper. So I guess I shouldn't complain too much. Yeah. But it's just the fact of like, I know that they're out and I want to play them now.
Come down.
Son of a bitch.
Come on down. Chances are I have it.
Well, yeah, that's true. Let's be honest. You're gonna have it.
Like, not if it's PC. Like you had to get the Diablo expansion yourself because I don't have that.
No, I didn't. I sold enough gold on the auction house before it closed so that I could pay for it.
But yeah, you still had to get it yourself.
Yeah, I did. I don't know. I kind of want to.
You could sample that for your booger man.
Cool. I'll work
next,
on it.
By the way,
thank you.
Sample them boogers.
Yeah, I think we were bouncing around the idea for, I still really want to do Flatulent Swamps as a remix for the next CD. I want to replace the bass line, like the burp, 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 like that thing, with just burps.
Just, burp, pitch, burp, burp.
Just pitch them.
Burp, burp, burp.
I like it.
But, yeah. So...
So what's going on with you? We don't know how much more time you have, so fucking talk about things.
Why don't we talk about your weekly wah-wah?
Oh, yeah. Last week, you might remember I talked about Sony, how like the week before I sent out my system and they got it on Friday. And then on Tuesday, they said that they received it. So I wasn't too hopeful about getting the system back on time. Well, that Wednesday night, they sent out my system and I got it the next day because they overnighted it to me. Last night I talked to Sony because now this one is going to be sent in to get serviced because of another jet loud fan and overheating.
Oh, you decided that you couldn't deal with it?
Yeah, it's so fucking loud. I'm on the couch playing Final Fantasy 14, and all I can hear from the couch is... It's so... Even Ashley walked by, she's like, wow, that thing is really loud. Like, it's...
That sucks.
It's inexcusable. I'm fucking tired of this. Like, I joked about it before, like, oh, fucking Sony quality. This will be my fourth system. I just want a fucking working PS4.
Yeah, there's definitely a point where, you know, you can kind of shrug it off where it's like, yeah, well, you know, it's just the one that broke. But once you're on your fourth one, I can imagine it's pretty damn frustrating.
Yeah, and everyone's like, oh, you have such a bad luck. Or maybe Sony makes shitty hardware, because after doing a Google search and looking online, you know, I see threads about it on Reddit. I see threads about it on the PlayStation message boards, on GameFAQs. I'm not the only one getting consoles with stupid loud fans. There's videos on YouTube where I watch it. I'm like, oh my God, that's just like mine, where it's way too loud. Like, Final Fantasy 14 is not a super taxing game. Like, it runs on the PS3. Sure, it looks better on the PS4, but it's not some graphical powerhouse. Everyone's talking about Killzone is what would make their systems get stupid loud. Like, anything makes my system get stupid loud. Pinball Arcade made my system get stupid loud. I'm tired of it. It's another instance of Sony having shitty hardware. And I've talked about it before. Last week, Len was like the first person to actually back me up on this. Sony makes shitty hardware. They always have. They always will. And the only thing people remember is Microsoft had the Red Ring of Death. And of course, they're the only company that does anything wrong these days. So Sony Defense Force, anytime I talk about Sony issues, Sony Defense Force hits my Facebook page like, like there's meth on there and they're dying to get it. But, you know, when I posted it last night, I'm like, I said, if one person acts like they're Sony Defense Force about this shit, I'll delete them, because I'm fucking sick and tired of Sony's bullshit.
Bullshit.
Get me a working system. My first PS4 was not this loud. It just got a blue light of death. So I know PS4s don't get this loud if it's a working system.
It's funny how the error lights are now like nice colors instead of red.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, it's terrible, but at least it's soothing.
It's pretty blue. It's once you get the fading blue.
Once you get the purple light of death, then there's no going back.
Nope, that's it. You're done.
Oh man,
it should be a white light of death. Like looking.
Wasn't
into the
there
light.
One for the PlayStation 4 that was like that though?
No, that was the blue one.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, the thing is, when you start the PS4, the top light like pulses blue while it's turning on, and then it turns white while the system is on.
Oh, okay.
When it goes into standby, it's orange. But people would start their systems and it would just stay on blue and it would like never start up.
Oh.
Yeah.
Ooh.
And then Sony support. Oh my God. Fucking Sony support. I contacted their chat support for help, talked to them for a little bit, and they said that because it was so soon after my last issue, I needed to call phone support and talk to them so it could be handled by the proper higher ups or managers or whatever. So despite the fact that I hate talking on a phone, I called the phone support. I talked to a guy, he put me on hold, talked to the same guy, he put me on hold, talked to him a third time where he told me he was going to transfer me to a case manager right away so he can help me. I was on hold for at least 45 minutes, probably closer to hour. Before I gave up and while still on hold, contacted chat support again. And I pretty much said, I want someone to fucking help me right now because I'm sick of this. So allegedly they're sending me another box to send this system back. And I guess we'll see.
If they
fourth time's the charm, right?
Yeah, I never got an email confirmation that I have a service request on this system. So we'll see. I'll give it a few days. If I don't hear anything, I'll call. I'll get on chat support again. Fuck their phone service. And I'll bitch them out.
I would, honestly, I would demand a refund.
I'm probably going to.
I'm kind of shocked that they haven't told you that they're going to give you all your money back yet.
Yeah, is there anything you guys can do to make up for this? Like, at least when your Xbox breaks, they give you a free month alive.
Something.
They're like, oh, well, there's nothing we could do for you. Oh, yeah, because you guys are fucking idiots. I let you make a working console first.
Stupid. I remember I was at a used video game store, not GameStop, like a locally owned place, and I was talking to the guy about system repair, because my Super Nintendo doesn't always turn on when I hit the button these days, so I was kind of asking if he knew anybody, and he was telling me, he got off on a rant on the PS3s, and he was like, I got this one guy, like this old kind of guy, he was like, I got this one guy who works on the PS3s, and he's an expert, and he can get them working for like maybe 3 days before they go again.
3 days. Sounds like,
and that
PS4.
Was apparently like the, that was the professional level of repair, is that he could keep it alive for 3 days before it started pulling its crap again, whatever it was.
Yeah, he probably just threw it in an oven. Because everybody's like, yeah, I'm going to fix my soldering points on my fucking motherboard. I'm going to put it in the oven. Melt all the other ones.
Or like, what was it for the Xbox? That's 360. It was like wrap it in a towel.
Yeah, wrap it in a towel and put it in the oven.
Force it to overheat itself,
yep.
To melt the solder and then re-solder itself.
Yeah.
Apparently that's the thing going on with the PS4s. I looked on I think it was on Reddit, where some guy took his system apart because he likes fucking around with things.
Uh-huh.
And the issue that he had with his loud fan was that the heat sink wasn't soldered properly. So he re-soldered it and fixed it. So it's just Sony doing a shitty job making their systems, which...
So on the box of the PS4, it should have a little warning that says must have intermittent to high electronics knowledge.
Essentially.
They're like, well, can you move it to an area where it's getting more ventilation? Like, it's on top of my TV stand. There is nothing next to it on either side. It's wide open.
So I shouldn't have it on top of my stove?
That's when you go, I might be able to put it in the freezer.
Yeah. I don't know if the cords would reach.
That's what I would say. I could put it in the freezer, but the cords aren't going to reach.
It's just fucking irritating. Like, they were treating me like it's my fault that these systems are getting loud fans. Like, listen, do you want me to take a picture of where my system is and show it to you? Like, there's nothing next to it. Those vents are as open as they can ever get.
Mm-hmm.
There's Jesus came down like himself and was like,
wow,
yeah,
those are some open vents.
It's a good place for it.
That is a proper location for it. No, I think the proper location at this point is up Sony's ass.
Yeah, pretty much.
I'd tell them to fuck
maybe
off.
Maybe if they weren't rushing this stuff to market, kind of paying more attention, that might be nice.
Huh. I have no idea what you're talking about.
I just really want to play more Final Fantasy 14.
Well, man, you have a PlayStation 3 for that.
Yeah. But, God damn it. It's so ugly on the PS3.
Or a PC.
No, I'm not getting another copy of the game.
Dude, honestly, and I know you don't want to hear this, but I think it might have been Kyle Gatto, 10 out of 10, blademode.com. I think it might have been him that he was just like, oh, yeah, demand a refund and then put that money into your computer.
Oh, no, that was Lizzie. She was on our MagFest episode.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Just do that.
She was like, just get your money back and then put it towards an Xbox One or a Wii U. I'm like, I have them. Oh, then put it towards a PC. I'm not getting into PC discussion right now.
Telling you, man.
The thing is, then I would have to buy a PC version of the game. Like, just because you have it on one system doesn't mean you get it on every system. And I'm not going to buy a third copy of the game.
But you could.
No.
I know.
Nope.
I know. So there's our weekly womp womp.
Yeah, I just want a working system that we paid $400 for.
Not to
mention we bought the 2-year warranty on it too, through Sony.
Well, that's idiots.
And they're still giving you shit?
Yeah, no shit, right?
That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
They should be kissing your feet. You spend like half of like how much did it cost for the extended?
God, I don't remember. I have no idea. We bought it through the system. It might have been... Ashley, do you remember how much that PS4 extended warranty was? And I think it was maybe like 80. I don't know. I don't know. Jesse just asked me. I'm like, I don't know. What?
Jesse Ventura.
No, not girl Jesse. It's not the Jesse from the other GameStop.
Jesse, the uncle from Full House.
Yeah, this is not the Jesse you're looking for.
Uncle Jesse's on. John Stamos is on our podcast.
John Stamos has more hair than I do.
So John Stamos, what else are you playing?
Full House Tournament Fighter?
Yo, that needs to happen.
Isn't that actually a thing?
What, Full House? What?
Full House Tournament Fighter? It's like
someone made it up. It's online, Full House Tournament Fighter.
Oh my God.
We have to find this. Like,
that would be amazing.
I've seen clips of it. I don't know if they made it up to screw around or what, but...
To the Googles.
To the Googles. The Googles. Full House Tournament... What is Tournament Edition? Is that what it was?
Full House Tournament Fighter.
I just put Full House TOU and it popped up Tournament Fighter?
Ha.
Huh.
Yes.
Huh. I can't wait to see this. I'm very, very excited for this.
I'm glad to help in the excitement.
Found a 26-second video. I don't know if it shows any game. They have like a title screen for it.
Full House.
Tournament Fighter.
Tournament Fighter. Press start.
Turbo.
Turbo. Of course it's Turbo.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Oh, my God.
Becky versus Uncle Jesse. Oh, my God.
Oh, and then it just goes away.
That's all the video. I gotta find more.
I
saw one clip where he uses his hair gel to slip up the other fighter.
Oh my Lord.
Oh, that is wonderful. That is rich.
On that note, I should probably get going.
Yep, we're gonna shift on over to the next portion of the podcast, which is essentially answer all of the emails from the same person.
Uncle Jesse versus Joey.
Oh my God.
It looks so fucking
dumb. Oh my God.
He just must voice him to death.
Oh, he just shot out a musical note
from his guitar. That's his Hadouken.
Oh my Lord.
My fucking God.
I wonder if there's a ROM of this for something.
There's
got to be.
I mean, hope not.
I'm pretty sure it's not legit.
I hope not. Well, it was a pleasure talking to you. Where can people find your Kickstarter?
They can find, if you go to Kickstarter, if you just look up Beyond Mode 7, number 7, you'll find it right away. And you can look at my comics and drawings either on my Despondent Mega Man Facebook page or at therealdorona.com.
Very, very cool.
Sounds good. Do you have any final words for our listeners? Randall's
put me on the spot here.
This is your point to just insult Randall.
Or do whatever you want, really.
No. I can't do that. He's put way too much work into this thing.
You can sing Cuban Pete. You can give us your favorite Rice Krispie recipes.
Cuban Pete.
Do whatever you'd like.
What made you think of Cuban Pete?
I really like that song.
Oh, my Lord.
They call me Cuban Pete. I'm the king of the rumba beat.
From
when
the
I play him on the rock, yes, they go chick-chicky-boom, chick-chicky-boom. He's a really modest guy, although he's the hottest guy in Havana. In Havana. Si, senorita, I know that you would like a chicky-boom chick. Yeah, dude, I fucking love that song.
Are you sure you do?
Yeah, hell yeah.
Oh my God. Okay.
All right, I just wanted to check. All right.
Jesus Christ.
Well, I guess my final thing is you know, to your audience, always find time to play games because it's a good stress relief and definitely a huge part of my life, and I know it's a huge part of your guys' life, so
don't know what games are.
Yeah, that's there. I don't know.
Games?
You think
what's
this
that?
Is a motherfucking
game? You
mean
game? Like Monopoly and Parcheesi, right?
Yo, I love Monopoly.
Dude, motherfucking Payday for life.
Yeah, yeah. Backgammon up
right,
in his beard.
Well, thanks for having me on the show.
Oh, totally. Huge news. Backgammon just came out last week for the PS4.
Yo, seriously?
Oh,
by the way,
I'd play that.
And it had day one DLC.
Did it?
No, I don't know.
It could have. It may have.
Well, Chess came out, and Chess has DLC for it. Like different boards and shit, but that was already out on PS3 and Vita anyway.
Oh, okay. So, I was worried. All right, well, thanks for stopping by.
Thanks for having me, guys. And I look forward to listening to the rest of the podcast later on.
There's Sounds nothing good. To look forward to.
Not at all.
Well, okay, well, I'll still listen anyway.
Okay.
You'll just be hearing emails from Zach for like 40 minutes.
I have it on good authority that they're going to be interesting. Facebook.
They may.
We have no idea yet. We just know
we didn't
they're
read
long.
Them yet.
All right. Take care, guys.
See you, dude.
Tell Randall to fuck himself.
Okay. He'll hear it anyway, but I'll give him the heads up.
And the funny thing is, his is the first email we're going to read.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, all right. Bye, guys.
Later.
Okay, so I guess it's email time.
So, fucking Randall. Let's see. Hey, dude, sorry for not emailing last week. I didn't want to take away from Len and Kunal's Kickstarter with talk about my own. I'm waiting for payday, but I can't wait to back Pixel Noir and help it along to completion. Here's the gist of my project.
Like the one that we just talked about for half an hour.
Yeah.
If not more.
A Super Nintendo-themed comics and art anthology called Beyond Mode 7. That sounds familiar. Edited by myself and fellow gamer slash web cartoonist slash friend of the show, Jesse DeRona, we spent since MAGFest 11 gathering stories, art, comics, and all sorts of other goodies from fellow like-minded gamers to put together into a book with over 70 pages of content. That sounds so familiar.
It really does.
Oh, man. The book and art are just about all finished. All we need now is money to go to print. We've got tons of rewards from bookmarks, prints and posters, original commissions, and art up for grabs. He's telling us nothing new.
Yep.
We're a week into the campaign and are already about a third of the way to our $3,000 goal. Here's a link you can put in the show description. Also, look out for an article at Save! Continue. He put Save in all caps.
Oh.
From Jesse, who's now a contributing writer. https://www.kickstarter.com/projects/11166411822beyond-mode-7-and-snes-comics-anthology. Joe has already contributed a cool bunch of money dollars to it, so thank you so much, buddy. Take it easy, guys. Flozax.
Word.
I always say I read emails.
Hey.
Exactly as they're sent.
Hey, accuracy is key.
Indeed. All right, should we do the Zach trilogy now, or should I go over the other two emails first?
Let's do the other two.
Okay. next one is from Len. He's sending me a reminder to play Kunal's Pixel Noir music on the podcast since I forgot last week.
Yeah, bitch.
I'm an asshole.
You know, it happens.
I'm an asshole.
What an asshole.
Then the last one from Jesus, Ian.
Jesus.
He says, Hail Satan. Greetings, big, medium, and special guests.
Ah.
It's large, but
big.
Admittedly, I've been slacking off on catching the podcast due to life being all up in my shit, but I plan on catching up.
Shit being all up in your life.
all up in my area. So jumping into the thick, I'd like to wish the Game Boy a belated happy 25th birthday. To anyone who just cringed, winced, and or sighed upon hearing that, congratulations, you are fucking old. In case you want to touch upon this lovely revelation on your show, here's an abridged timeline going over the last 25 years of the Game Boy. And then he does another big-ass link, but I just did that joke, so I'm not going to do it again. Now, I've had a question that I keep forgetting to write to you guys about, but considering how both of you, or all of you, depending on the guest, are very involved with video games, music, and video game music, I was wondering what you guys know or heard about Rocksmith 2014. Every so often I see it winking at me when I pass through the entertainment section of a store. I have a few gift cards burning a hole in my wallet, and I wouldn't mind the incentive to start picking up my guitar again. I want to say I think I heard Aleshawn saying some good things about it back at MAGFest, but the recollection is vague enough that that's warrants his rap asking name. You.
The recollection.
There was no comma there, but...
Well, there you go.
Okay, so instead of Jesus, he's the recollection.
The recollection. I'm going to start calling him that, and he's like, what the fuck, man? It'll be good.
He feels it warrants asking us, because if anyone has heard anything good, bad, or otherwise about it, I'd assume you guys have. So give me the full skinny on this and don't hold back. That's all for now. Keep up the good work and choke on a bag of dicks. P.S. When are you going to give me your Skype info, jackass?
All right, so let's touch on... There's three things to touch on there. One, Game Boy. We could do a brief, like, you know, I can easily say my favorite Game Boy games. I just started playing some Game Boy games on my Wii the other day. ergo, Pokemon Pinball, because it had a Rumble Pack, and I was curious to see if the Rumble was going to work, and it does. So, very cool with that. I actually played Killer Instinct on my Game Boy a lot because there was a Game Boy Color version of it.
I actually just got that in the mail.
The Game Boy version?
Yes.
It's good. Like, it's actually really good.
From Chris Dugosh of Lonely Rolling Stars.
Oh, cool.
He was selling his Game Boy in a bunch of games, in a Game Boy case, too, which is pretty badass. And we grabbed it off of him, and Killer Instinct is one of the games.
Oh, dude, it's good. It's really good.
So I have the actual... cart at home.
I'm trying to remember what else. Well, there was a Double Dragon Advanced that I played that was pretty good. A lot of Tetris. Played a fuck ton of Tetris on my Game Boy. An unsettling amount of Tetris. And I know this game is absolutely terrible, but I was young and impressionable, but 720 Skateboarding. It was really bad. It was really, really bad. But the Wario, was it the Super Mario?
Super Mario Land 3.
Yeah.
Wario.
Oh my God, it was awesome. I played that game a lot.
I think the whole Mario Land series is pretty great.
Oh, it was incredible.
Even the first one where it's like barely Mario, where he...
It was good.
Instead of shooting fireballs, he's like shooting cannonballs or some shit that just bounce everywhere.
It was still good.
Yeah, and the Koopas just turn into bombs when you jump on them. I was big into Tetris, too. I would kick my friend Jonathan Sturak. We used to go to a bowling alley with our grandparents and parents on Sunday mornings after church, and he and I would, like, play arcade games, or we both got a Game Boy, and I would kick his ass at Tetris all the time. That's where my addiction started.
Yeah.
And then... I always tell people about this game. No one knows what the fuck it is, but there's an old RPG from Namco called Great Greed.
I wasn't really much of an RPG guy, so...
It's batshit insane. Like, everything has, like, food references, and it's like the Cupcake Kingdom and shit like that.
Huh.
It's great, though. I love it. Hmm. And it's fairly simplified, too. Like, the D-pad, each direction is a magic spell. So you could have four spells active at one time. I think A is attack, B is dodge, and then start runs from battles. So there's like no going through menus. You just push whatever button you want to do.
Very cool. Oh, there was another game. Fuck, what the hell was it? I'm trying to remember now.
We should do an expanded Game Boy episode maybe next week or something.
I would be down for that, actually. I'd be able to do a little bit more research, too, and remember some of the shit that I used to play, hopefully. Yeah,
and unless you could get down my area next week and...
I don't know. We'll figure it out.
We could talk with our potential massive guest.
Yeah.
Which I don't want to go into until we have a set date that we could get her on, but...
That'd be nuts, though.
Yeah, it'd be pretty cool. It'd
be very cool. Yeah, we could
do that. Cooler than Dale North, at Dale North on Twitter.
Adam.
Rocksmith 2014.
Rocksmith, we did cover this on another podcast.
We've never played it, though.
We haven't.
Kyle has.
I have been dying to get the 2014 edition because I would really like to play it.
Yeah.
I have a plethora of guitars that I would be able to use and basses and such, and I have a musical background, so that's why I'm really curious as to how it is. Yeah. However, just don't have the money.
I'm curious in their whole learn to play in 60 days guaranteed kind of thing.
I mean, you could probably get the basics. I don't see how 60 days is definitely more than enough time to learn the basics and to get through being able to play guitar.
Yeah.
I feel.
Well, they're not saying you're going to be a guitar virtuoso in 60 days. They're saying you can learn to play.
Right, but you can learn to play.
Yeah.
I think that's more than enough time, honestly. It depends on how your learning curve is. Yeah. But
we actually tried talking with Ubisoft about running the 60-day experiment on Save Continue.
Nothing came through.
It never came through. But Kyle loves it. I know Kyle loves it. Kaylee, she was on the speedrun episode.
Yep.
She loves it. I would see them both playing and posting scores and pictures. I'm like, man, I wish I knew how to play guitar.
Yeah.
I'd love to try it, but I can't afford to buy a guitar just for something that I might not be able to play well.
Well, I have a bass that I can give you.
But that's not a guitar.
Well, yeah, but you'd still be able to play it.
Yeah, bass, but...
Bass?
I'd want to learn guitar so I could bust out those fat leads.
You could do bass leads. Bass leads are a thing. Look at Geddy Lee. Dude, you could be the next Lemmy.
Yeah, right.
Lemmy, hey, you take from technical abilities, Lemmy is not that technical. Lemmy's fucking Lemmy. I'm telling you, man. It's not what you play, it's how you play it. True story.
Yeah, Rocksmith looks to be a good investment.
Yeah, I mean, like, obviously, I would like to try and get a copy of it eventually. My birthday's coming up, maybe. I don't know. It's a thing. But as soon as we actually have our hands on it, we can give you a little bit more of an accurate answer for that. But
we should get Kyle on here.
We could, maybe.
I wonder if he's on Skype. Just call him right now. Kyle, tell us about Rocksmith. Go.
All right. Okay, cool, bye.
Click.
And then what was the third part of that? I already forgot.
I don't remember.
You have the email.
I
right
deleted
there.
It. Let me go to trash.
Shit. You son of a bitch. I know it was Game Boy, and that was Rocksmith, and then it was something else.
He wanted your Skype info.
Oh, fucking, you sent it to him.
Yeah, Rocksmith, choke on a bag of dicks, Game Boy.
Yeah, fuck that. All right, next one. Are we going to the trilogy now?
Yeah, we're going to the trilogy.
Okay.
So, our trilogy of emails from Zach Lyons, savecontinue.com.
A.K.A. the novel writer.
Yes. First email, episode 57, Pappy Returns.
That's how many episodes back already? That's...
Huh. Well, he's trying to catch back up. But, I started a new job a month and a half ago, which has put a huge damper on my podcast listening time and my Save Continue content writing time. That's all the worst part of the new job. Other than that, it's all been pretty great. So now I'm at a point where I can listen to the casts at work with headphones on, so I should be able to catch up soon. As such, I'm going to flick you an email regarding each podcast as I listen to them.
Oh, all of them.
So, episode 57, some notes. I love that it's the first episode where I had to stop listening for a while, and Joe's all, yeah, Zach's our biggest fan. L-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-L. Fuck you.
Lul.
On the topic of console bundles, Chris's idea of being able to pick and choose games from an available list is amazing, And I would vote hard for that if the gaming world were a democracy. Also, here in New Zealand, the Xbox One costs $750 standalone. That sucks, but EB Games has got a great sale ongoing right now. A normal 500-gig Xbox One with four games, Titanfall, Forza, Garden Warfare, and the Lego Movie game for $738. Plants vs. Zombies.
Yeah, that's...
And Ashley sleeping.
She's right there.
Zach mentioned Garden Warfare.
She's not excited.
It's fine. It's fine.
She said she'll shoot her pee at you.
It's fine.
The price still sounds awful, but for that to be an available bundle only 6 months after release is outstanding to me as a consumer. That said, I still can't bring myself to drop the money on it right now. I can't. That's so much money. Fuck that. Joe, I don't care what you say. Season 2 of the Walking Dead TV show is really, really bad. It drags on way too long and barely goes anywhere. Daryl is a cool character, yeah, but even he isn't very exciting there. He shows his sensitive side by searching day in and day out for Sophia, but there are literally only like 3 episodes in the season that are worthwhile and exciting. Most of the rest is fluff and filler and rubbish. Terrible when watched week to week on television. Bearable when watched rapid fire back to back. See, I didn't mind it. I thought it wasn't the best season, but you know, they went from a six episode first season to a 13 episode second season. They kind of had to adapt to the big change, and they drug things out too much. But whatever, they just finished what, season 4? So that's, I don't even remember talking about the show.
I don't either.
So.
I mean, I know nothing about the show, so I know I didn't contribute.
Chris, good job getting 7th place on your first time in that competition thing.
DOD.
Yeah. Well done. Never got into the Battletoads games, but your tune was pretty bitchin'. Aw,
bitchin'.
Pappy, I can't believe you went to see the next page.
I can't believe you went to see the next page.
Grand Budapest Hotel like 6 weeks ago when this podcast originally aired. The wife and I are finally going to see it tonight, April 21st. But over here in New Zealand, it's not really finally, as only released a week ago. On that note, the Lego Movie finally released to cinemas here last Thursday as well, so we will hopefully be seeing that real soon too. Literally, New Zealand was the last country in the world to get the Lego Movie cinematic release. It's bullshit. Well, you fucking moved there. Also, I'm emailing you from work and leaving my signature in every email I send just so Joe has to read all the crap at the bottom of every message. Boom. Onwards to episode 58. Zachary Lyons, GINT/drafting technician, level 11, Seven City Road, Grafton, Auckland, 1010 New Zealand. P.O. Box 8261, Simon Street, Auckland, 1150 New Zealand. Telephone +64 9379 9463 D. I don't fucking know. +64 9914 9502 F. +64 9.
That's fax.
Ah, yes, fax. Remember those things. 307-2654 CID image 001.png at 01 CF 5E 2E.OA975470. Coffee.com. Oh my god. Environmental notice. Please consider the environment before printing this email. Confidentiality notice. The content of this message and any attachments may be privileged, in confidence, or sensitive. Any unauthorized use is expressly prohibited. If you've received this email in error, please notify the sender, disregard, and then delete the email. This email may have been corrupted or interfered with. Coffee International Limited cannot guarantee that the message you receive is the same as the message we sent. At Coffee International Limited's discretion, we may send a paper copy for confirmation.
I'm going to murder you.
In the event of a discrepancy between paper and electronic versions, the paper is to take precedence. No warranty is made that this email and its content are free from...
Well, apparently my computer was really angry at you for reading that whole...
Yeah, no shit.
Bottom of the email because it like shit out for some reason.
Weekly Wawa belongs to Zach.
Weekly Wawa is
Sony.
You know what? I'm just going to blanket it to technology because my computer crapped out.
Yay.
As did your PlayStation.
Yeah. So email 2 from Zach Lyons.
3.
Yes. Episode 58, Tim Strikes Back. Whoa, Tim's there. I almost forgot who he was. I must say, I actually enjoy what he brings to the show. I love the dynamic between the three of you. So entertaining. Such podcast. Wow. Fuck you.
God damn
again.
It.
Sometimes I get annoyed when going through my Facebook newsfeed because almost everything on there is shit Kyle says, but it's so entertaining most of the time that I can't help but be completely okay with it. That guy. Chris, I've been wanting so bad to get back into Diablo 3 for months now, but just could never seem to find the time. Then finally I hopped on one day with a friend and we played for about half an hour before I rage quit due to my mouse fucking up and not working properly. I got the mouse repaired in proper working order, then a few days later, before I had a chance to play more, our computer took a complete and utter dump. It's still out of commission and has been for something like 3 or 4 weeks now. It's shit. I'm working off my netbook at home until further notice, which can only just play Diablo 2, which is still great, but still. There's no way I'll be able to get back into Diablo 3 for at least a couple months, I reckon. Sad face.
I'm sure I'll still be playing Diablo. That probably won't change. So whenever you do get your stuff fixed, I will absolutely play.
You guys always talk about what you're playing, so I'll try to remember what I was playing at this time. 5 weeks ago, I was just a little ways into Wind Waker HD, which I won in a YouTube contest in January. Fuck yeah, free games. And had played like an hour and a half or so of State of Decay. I have not played State of Decay since, but probably will get back into it one of these days. We all say that. It never happens. Seemed like good fun. I grabbed it during an absolutely amazing 360 sale, in which I also grabbed Limbo, Final Fantasy XIII 2, Soul Calibur 2 HD, and Dust and Elysian Tale. Then also grabbed Ni No Kuni.
That's pretty awesome.
Yeah, I picked up a lot on that sale, too. There was a lot. I tried out State of Decay, but the beginning seemed really fun, and then it started turning into more of like a sim and management style shit, and I just want to kill zombies.
Yeah.
It seemed good, but I skipped it. Then I also grabbed Ni No Kuni on the PS3 for something stupid like $5. I also played about 2 hours of that before setting it aside for now. I generally... He writes a lot. I get tongue-tied.
Yeah, I can understand that.
I generally only have the attention span to really get into one big game at a time. I wanted to play the shit out of Wind Waker HD. Man, that's a pretty game. I watched some video, next page, guides for help when I got stuck. And most of the videos I found were from the GameCube version, and they looked so bad comparatively. I mean, that could be partially due to the fact that most of them were recorded with handheld video cameras because... Not saying it. He has LOL again.
LOL.
No, just one O.
Oh.
Here, I'll point at you because you can say it. I mean, that could be partially due to the fact that most of them were recorded with handheld video cameras because...
Lol.
2003 technology, but my point stands. The game looks great, and the UI with the gamepad integration is just superb. Woo, wrestling, woo. Woo, MAGFest. I typed MAGFest in all lowercase at first, but retyped it with proper capitalization so Joe wouldn't rage at me and then threaten to stab me. Woo. I'll still stab him. That Botchamania guy is pretty funny. You should have him back on again in the future. I love Matthew. He's awesome.
Still the best introduction that I've ever heard today.
Yeah,
whether it be in RL or over Skype. If he introduced himself like that to everyone that he met, he would be the most interesting person in the world.
He kind of is one of the most interesting people in the world. Yeah, we got to get him back on again.
Yes.
Joe, the near endless construction isn't exclusive to Ohio. It's the entire Midwest. I'm from Michigan and can vouch for that. And it's a pain in the ass. Almost at the end of this workday now. We'll start on episode 59 tomorrow. Hurrah. Zach Lyons, blah, blah, blah. All that bullshit again. You know, driving back from Arkansas, we would go through Arkansas, Illinois, Indiana. What the fuck else is in there? Ohio. There might be one more.
Something like that. Geography.
Ohio was the only one that really gave us a shitload of horrible, god-awful traffic. So still, fuck Ohio.
I didn't mind Ohio. I got to meet Ghost and Big Wreck in Ohio, so I'll take it as a win.
Big Wreck?
Yeah, the band.
Never heard them.
They're good. They're one of my favorite bands.
I thought it was a rapper.
Big wreck up in this bitch.
No, it was
like Fat Joe.
No, what the? I already forgot Jesus' rap name now.
The Recollection.
The Recollection.
He did a rap song with us too. He was in one of the Crazy Crackers songs.
Oh God! You need to call him the Recollection now.
It's the Recollection. What? All right,
and you have to spell recollection like rec, like big rec, like W R E C, like recollection.
W R E K.
Yeah, recollection.
All right, final email from Zach. Until next week, I'm sure.
And then he'll send us 7 more.
I think it'll only be 3 more.
We're in the future.
He can't email us for episodes. He could email us for episodes we haven't done yet.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay,
he's
Zach.
He's done it before.
Zach, plan ahead for a Game Boy dedicated episode.
There you go.
Episode 59, Nero Uprising from Destructoid.
Mm-hmm.
It was a good interview. Nero is inspiring. We at Save Continue need to be like him. We want to get viewers on our site. We want to become legitimate. Then we need to live and breathe that site and build homemade robot helmets to wear at conventions to promote our stuff. That's the shit we need, man. So many kudos to him for what he's done. I don't know. I think the fact that they keep changing and tweaking the site, like they just switched over to a new layout for the site because the visual editor stopped working on the old layout. And now when you post stuff on the site, you need to manually go back in and make it a sticky post, because it won't show up at all. And even then, it could take like an hour or two before it shows up on the front page.
Ooh.
Yeah, I'm annoyed. Hopefully it gets fixed soon. But we'll see. I hope. It'd be good if more people contributed, but...
life.
Yeah. With regards to the discussion on written reviews versus video reviews, I'm kind of on the fence. I definitely read more than I watch, but that's mostly because these days I don't have the time or capability to watch a video without disturbing people around me, and I don't like using headphones if I can avoid it. Plus, I can read half a review, put it down because I'm busy, then pick it up and finish it later without having to wait for it to buffer and load again. However, videos have the distinct advantage
of buffering. Buffering. What is this, 1997?
Real Player is loading up.
Buffering.
Fucking Real Player. I can't believe I just said Real Player. However, videos have the distinct advantage of being able to, in my opinion, more clearly convey one's thoughts in substantially less time. You can say in 30 seconds what might take you half an hour of writing and rewriting and editing just to get just right, and it sounds better verbally than it looks as a bulky, cluttered paragraph. I watched some pretty fantastic video reviews that would just be a mess on paper. Video also allows much better inflection and ease of sarcasm and the like. You can say exactly what you want to say, exactly how you want it said, and there's very little getting lost in translation. As such, I think it's important to have a solid mix of written and video coverage, and we most definitely need to get going on the latter with Save Continue. I think a few video reviews would be great to add to the archive of Joe's wonderful unboxing videos, which I haven't done lately because there's not really been too much awesome coming out lately.
Nah, no, not really.
I guess I could have done Demon Gaze, but there wasn't much in there. It was just like the game, a CD, and a little flimsy art book.
Yeah. You gotta wait for like the good collector's editions and shit.
Yeah.
They're few and far between, but they exist.
As for things that work on the site and things that don't, I have no idea where the numbers were on these particular features from the gaming vault, but my favorite bits from those days that I would love to implement with Save Continue is the "Hey, make another blank game" feature. Not sure if you guys are familiar with it, but I wrote 2 during my time at the Gaming Vault. One for Pokemon Snap and another for... next page. Eternal Darkness. The features talk about a gamer franchise you as the author have really enjoyed in the past, but for whatever reason it never got more than 1 or 2 titles. You explain what the original game was all about, what you'd like to see in a sequel, and how likely it is. I loved writing those 2 pieces and would love to do more. They make for fun fluff pieces that have kind of a bloggy feel to them instead of being super opinionated or news heavy. And just do it, man. Just fucking write one up. Go for it.
Exactly.
Do it. You're one of the big 4 at the site. Just
Do it.
Fucking do it.
Do it.
Do it.
Just do it.
Do it.
I feel we need more of that at Safe Continue, so our staff feels more like they're having a good time instead of just feeling forced into putting out news all the time. Then again, it's not like that's been happening lately anyway, so whatever. That all said, I love that you guys have been so consistent with the podcast. No matter what else is going on, slow game news, inability to keep up with due to life, or other shit, you guys have done that podcast on a weekly basis for over a year now with a constant flow of real, actual guests. It's really great. Nope, we missed one.
One.
Yeah, so it hasn't been a full year.
One.
Yeah.
One.
Leading up to April Fool's, I kind of wanted to make up a bogus news piece wherein Tiger announced their next step into the smartphone market with the Tiger R phone, inspired by your previous podcast.
That would be amazing.
Then, of course, I got super mega busy and the whole April Fool's kind of sucked on Safe Continue. By the way, I was trying to get a review up of Captain America, the Winter Soldier, to throw on for the gag, but just never got the time to finish. Still, you made a good effort, Joe, but that doesn't mean I can't use it in the future. Really, I was the only one. Like, I had the idea for April Fool's, we post nothing related to video games at all. Like, I put up a news piece about Community, about Glenn Case's CD. Like, we put up a review of the How I Met Your Mother finale.
I saw that.
It was just nothing video game related, and no one else did anything except Kyle put up some stupid thing about anime boobs and boobs and boobs and boobs, and I thought he was going to write up a serious review about an anime that features nothing but girls with big boobs, but instead he just posted picture after picture of
Kill
boobs.
Kill a Kill?
I don't know. But
like, yeah, just if you want to watch something absolutely fucking mind-blowingly crazy, just watch Kill a Kill.
Kyle's post did more harm than good because it just looked like some chauvinistic bullshit instead of being a funny review of an anime. And that kind of killed the whole April Fool's thing.
I got over April Fool's when I was in college.
I just like the idea of spending an entire day of a gaming blog posting TV, music, and movie news.
Although I will say this, there was one thing that happened on April 1st that actually pissed me off because they were like, ha ha, April Fool's. And I'm like, no, I want this. Vic Firth, drum company, they do like drumsticks and stuff like that. The first thing that they like posted was like this carbon fiber bass drum batter. And I'm like, oh my God, that'd be so fucking awesome. It'd be light, but it would be like, and I'm like, and I'm just rattling off like all the fucking amazing things that would happen for it. And they're like, no, it's an April Fool's. I'm like, fuck you guys, make it. Like,
I want one. That's like ThinkGeek, how every April Fool's they put up all these fake products.
Products, yeah.
And then they're like, do you want this to happen? Vote. Yeah, and then a bunch of them become real.
Didn't they do like, what was it? One of them this year was like the Nerf nuke.
Something like that. Like, there were some crazy ones this year.
That thing was fucking fantastic. Oh, so good.
On the one hand, I'm equally shocked by Angry Birds getting an RPG. On the other hand, I once heard a surprisingly accurate comparison between Mario and Angry Birds. Our generation all grew up with Super Mario Brothers on the NES. We know the music, we know the first few levels like the back of our hands, and it was one of the most enjoyable parts of our childhood. Now we've got Mario everything, classic and 3D platformers, puzzles, kart racers, sports of every kind imaginable, even RPGs, 7, next page, Stars, Paper Mario, etc. For children today, Angry Birds on their parents' phone was their first and most enjoyable game. They played it, they loved it, and they want to grow up with more variations. Now they've got the space sequel, the Star Wars game, the Bad Piggy spin-off series, the Kart Racer, and now an RPG. And the fans will flock to it because it's an Angry Birds, and they love that game. They love its humble beginnings that so perfectly match childish fun with strategy and skill, and they love everything that's come since. So while it's not necessarily something that you or I care about, in a way it makes perfect sense that Angry Birds is getting an RPG. See, I agree with that.
I can see that.
I would rather see that stuff go on things other than phones.
See, like, now the thing is like the phone was essentially that platform. I mean, I know what you're saying. Like, yeah, the first Mario game was on the first Nintendo. And then like once we started getting the weirder Nintendo or the weirder Mario games, it started hitting Super Nintendo and 64 and shit like that. But at the same time, I mean, like the way that like Angry Birds started was on a phone. The phone isn't obsolete yet, so of course they're essentially just going to roll with that for a while.
But like when I want to play an RPG, I don't want to play it with an imaginary analog
stick. Yeah,
but
it's not for you. It's not for you. It's not. It's like that's the thing.
If it's
like,
an RPG, it's for me.
I understand that, but you're not the market that they're going for. They're going for, like how he said, they're going for the people that are essentially like they grew up with this game or they constantly played that game. So their platform of choice would be a phone.
Okay, but the way I see it, if they're taking my games like Secret of Mana, Chrono Trigger, Final Fantasy, and porting those over to phone, how about you give me that Angry Birds RPG or the Kart Razor as a PSN download or a Wii U game?
Well, who's to say they won't?
Well, the Kart Racer hasn't come yet. I kind of figured it would.
Well, that's also because...
when it was first announced and I saw it, I thought it was a console game because it looked really good. I'm not saying that it doesn't belong on the phone at all.
I'm just saying, bring
it other places too.
Yeah, I understand that. But also, like, wasn't Tim saying that it was incredibly monetized?
Oh yeah, it was. So you can't really
do that on consoles.
And there was like $100 car or something like that in the game.
Yeah, but I mean, you can't really do that on a console. Like you can, but you can't. You know what I mean? Like those games, like even like Clash of Clans and stuff like that, where it's like you have to, you know, wait a certain amount of things. You have to use a certain amount of coins so that you can continue to play. Like you can't do that on a console because people will freak the fuck out. Rightfully so, but on a
phone,
they're
already starting with it.
But on a phone, it's different. Like it's a different platform. It's a different, you know, way of business.
Yeah, like but the other Angry Birds games, they weren't so heavily monetized. Like I think they tried something new with that Kart Racer, and they felt the backlash. And I don't think they're going to do that shit again. Rovio has really been good about not monetizing the shit out of everything. Like, you could buy those super powerful birds if you want, but they were never necessary. Like, it wasn't something where you needed to get that to beat certain levels.
Well, yeah, and it wasn't necessary for the Kart Racer, I don't think. It was just one of those things where it's like, you wanted to continue to play.
But it wasn't priced so disgustingly like that Kart Racer.
It shouldn't be priced at all.
No, it shouldn't.
Like,
I agree.
It's like... That's just the way that I look at it. Like,
still have a free Kart Racer on the phone with all these stupid ass microtransactions, and then make it a $30 game on Xbox 360 disc or PlayStation disc, and just give us all the shit. Yeah. Again, I'm not saying that they shouldn't be on phones, but like a role playing game, I don't want to play a role playing game with an imaginary analog stick and buttons.
Well,
I don't want actual buttons to push.
Mm-hmm.
I can understand having a Kart Racer where you're holding the phone sideways and tilting it like a steering wheel.
Uh-huh.
But an RPG, fuck.
You tilt your phone sideways and you're parrying.
Swing the phone is like as a sword.
And you, you know, you angle the phone so you're parrying their shots.
But yeah, if that Angry Birds RPG comes to a console, I'll fucking play it.
I'm sure you will.
All right, and he wraps things up. Oh, Jesus, Nero, you guys were safely away from Diablo chat. Why, oh, why did you bring up the auction house, you fool?
You fool.
Right, this has been a really great episode. One of your top five SML episodes, in my opinion, for whatever that's worth. Thumbs up, Zachary Lyons.
Cool.
And then I guess page four is just... Page four says, other defects... CILDISCL0005. That's page four of the email.
Something like that. I don't know. Well, thank you for your laundry list of words.
Fucking hell.
Again.
So I'm sure we'll have another couple emails to look forward to next week.
It's like we're getting our own recap of our own stuff. Like, oh, so, yeah, I remember when that happened
you missed 3 weeks ago, Zach is here to give you a rundown. I just like how he's like, you almost stayed away from Diablo. Why did you bring up the auction house, you fool?
It's true. It's very true. Very, very true.
Oh, shit.
So, music this week, other than Pixel Noir?
Well, I want to get that Pixel Noir song because I owe it to Len.
Yes.
Other than that, since I've been balls deep in Final Fantasy 14, maybe I'll throw some Final Fantasy 14 songs.
Cool. I'm down with that. See, this is the awkward moment because normally we would have a guest that would be like, all right, well,
yeah, for
what
the
are your last...
past 9 months, we've just had, hey, do you have any final words for our listener?
Yeah, and now we have to end it on our own. Like, it's awkward.
Ashley, do you have any final words for our listener?
Get some sleep.
We can't hear you. Come over and talk into a microphone. Jordan.
She's almost on her period. Almost.
She's almost on her period. Leave her alone.
Almost.